You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hello, beautiful, buzzing, and bouncing buxom brainiacs and bros. Welcome to Good Job Brain, your weekly quiz show and offbeat trivia podcast. This is episode 137, and of course, I'm your humble host, Karen, and we are your thankful thicket of heartthrob thinkers who are thrilled by throwbacks and throw-ups.
I'm Colin.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Chris.
I can't believe you included throw-ups in there.
Well, you guys threw it in there.
We didn't throw that up.
And you pretty much make us sign on to whatever you introduce us. Yeah, we can't deny at that point.
I'm not, Colin.
I'm enthralled by throw-ups.
And let's jump into our first general trivia segment, Pop Quiz, Hot Shot. And this is a special edition because it's a listener-submitted one. I'm going to start off with reading an email from Mike Leo, who emailed us, and he says, Dear KCDC, which I thought was pretty cool.
It is KCDC.
Here in Montana, we ski a lot, which means we spend a lot of time on ski lifts. This season, I'm taking a small matrix of Brad Pitt or laser questions skiing with me. I'm going to quiz the person with whom I am riding a chairlift and keep track with a golf pencil.
Oh, I like it.
If they don't push him off the ski lift, he wins. Yeah.
Excuse me. Pop quiz.
Like, everybody likes to have their confidence shaken before they ski down.
And they have to get off the chairlift.
And then they're always
all
disoriented. Like, God, I'm so stupid.
Like, cause of death, 300 stab wounds with a golf pencil.
So Mike says that he actually he's going to give a prize, the prize being a cold beer at the lodge for the highest score.
Awesome.
So big sky fun.
I like everything about this.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? It's like, you know, something to do on ski lift. And so here I have some of his questions here, and I'm going to quiz you guys, Brad Pitt or laser style, where you have to tell me which came first out of a pair of things.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know, instead of pad and paper, we'll just share our answers.
All right. Communal answers.
Here we go. Victory over Europe, known as VE Day, or victory over Japan, known as VJ Day.
I believe that VJ Day was second.
Okay.
Which came first?
VE Day.
Yeah, I'll say VE Day.
I think it's the other way around.
Oh, VJ? Really?
I mean, they're close. I mean, that's the whole point of this game, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think VJ Day.
They're within a year, obviously.
Yes. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was it?
It is VE Day, Victory Over Europe.
Yeah.
May 8th, or sometimes a day off for Commonwealth countries, 1945. And then VJ Day is September 2nd, 1945.
Mm-hmm.
So E before J.
Yeah.
Like, just alphabetically.
Just like an hour alphabet.
Yeah. I hope I'm not giving away the answers, like, for the ski lift.
What are the chances they listen?
Very slim.
Yeah.
Very slim.
Yeah.
All right. Which came
if
first?
If it turns out that the person he is riding the ski lift with also listens to Good Job Brain,
props.
And we heard it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Good on you.
They're going to have a fun time.
Get your beer.
They should have a beer.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
They really
you
should.
Really should have a beer with that person.
Because you've got two things in common.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an accidental meetup.
Yeah.
It is. Several feet up in the air. All right. Which came first, Scooby-Doo or the Flintstones?
Oh, wait. We're not even doing that, are we?
We're
buzzing in. The Flintstones definitely came first. The Flintstones were like black and white at first, I think.
Yeah, that was going to be my guess. Flintstones? Yeah.
I think it, I mean, again, they're all close. I think it is the Flintstones. I do think the Flintstones came first.
It is the Flintstones. Mm. September 30th, 1960.
Mm-hmm.
Scooby-Doo came out September 13th, 1969.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And Mike here says, P.S., The Flintstones was the most financially successful animated series until
The Simpsons.
Oh, sure, yeah.
All right, here we go. Which came first? West Side Story, the film.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or The Sound of Music, the film? Because both musicals were shows first, maybe books. Romeo and Juliet, I guess.
I believe West Side Story is earlier.
I'll agree with that.
I think it was earlier. I think West Side Story was earlier. I think it was like 61 and 64, something like that.
Oh my God.
Whoa, is that right?
West Side Story, 1961.
Yeah.
And then Sound of Music, 1965.
Okay. Pretty close.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty always when you're
Academy
off.
Awards.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh,
gotta
okay.
know them. All right, last one. Hamburger or hot dog?
Oh.
Noted. This one in particular is a little bit hard to fact check because there's so many claims.
Sure.
I'm going for...
We mean the hamburger as in the classic sandwich. Hamburger sandwich.
And the hot dog as in the bun.
Two slices of bread.
So not
hot dog
like
a
Frankfurter.
A Frankfurter sausage, but like a hot dog as in like...
Hot dog in a bun.
Yeah.
Got it. Hamburger in a bun.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting. What do you think, Chris?
That's tough. I want to say hamburger before hot dog.
I'll say hot dog.
I feel like the hot dog... Man, I'll go hot dog. I'll say hot dog. I feel like it was closer to a sausage.
Mm-hmm.
In 1870, on Coney Island, German immigrant Charles Feltman began selling sausages in rolls.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
We don't know if it's called a hot dog, you know, or where the name came from. It also, like, there's some claims in the Midwest that they started calling them hot dogs, but around 1870, Coney Island, 1896 is when the earliest known report in a newspaper mentioned the hamburger sandwich.
That's a good period of time.
So hot dog first, then hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a funny story. In 1916, a Polish-American named Nathan Handworker was encouraged to go into business in competition with his former employer, and they would charge a lot less for a hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
Around that time, though, especially, you know, in 1916, food regulation is a little bit spotty.
Yeah.
So hot dog was kind of suspect in a lot of places.
Yep.
Unlike today.
Yeah. Nathan Handworker actually made sure that men wearing surgeon's smocks were seen at Nathan's famous hot dog stand to reassure potential customers.
Right. Which, smart.
It is smart.
I guess so, but I feel kind of weirded out if someone's wearing like a...
Yeah, I mean, it's still just, you know, full of buttholes and eyeballs, but like, the guy has a smock on.
Yeah.
Marketing.
Buttholes and eyeballs. It's like in a bun.
It's made by professionals. It's not just like some kids messing around with rats and poop or whatever, you know? Yeah.
It's like, oh,
hot dog really has a bad rep. All right. Well, good job. And thank you, Mike, for writing this lovely, lovely, awesome email. And good luck to ski season and your little...
crazy dreams.
Yeah. And your crazy dreams and your little pop quiz segments on the ski lifts. Awesome. Thank you. And good job, brains.
I went skiing one time. I don't have good balance. And that's when I learned that I can't really go down a mountain very well. So I basically got up to the top of the bunny slopes. I was like 10.
Mm-hmm.
I got up to the top of the bunny slopes. Walked down, went to the lodge, and I played Punch-Out.
On the arcade machine?
The arcade machine Punch-Out.
That's so Chris Kohler.
That's the kind of athlete you are.
That's my story. Oh, yeah.
You're a video boxer.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm the video circuit champ.
Yeah.
So I've never really seen snow, and...
Wait, really? Still?
At all?
I've seen snow probably, I think, maybe twice in my life.
Oh.
We need to go on a trip.
So, I mean, like, I grew up in a tropical area, so it's kind of like, you know, it seems really exotic. And
you don't go out of your way.
I have a reverse Chris story where... I played so much of this game called SSX.
Oh, yeah.
And
SSX
tricky.
Snowboarding game.
Snowboarding game. And I was so freakishly good at it that somehow it inflated my ego. I thought to myself, I can do this in real life.
Yeah. Sure. That's how video games work.
Yes.
That happens all the time.
And
so
I went up to Whistler in Vancouver and was like, you know what? This is going to be a piece of cake.
I got this.
Oh, my God. I've never snowboarded before. Never really seen snow. Never know how to outfit myself for snow. Like, all of my clothes weren't waterproof.
Oh, no.
And then I didn't even go on the bunny slopes. I was just like, here I go.
I'm very good at snowboarding.
Yeah, it took me like, I cried in the middle of it. Like, I just like sat in the snow and I cried. Because you can't. You have to go down.
Yeah.
Like when you're in
one way or the other.
Yeah.
One way or the other. You gotta
get
down.
I can't go back up. I can't. Yeah.
Did you just do it once?
I did it another time, but I stuck with the bunny slopes that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you made it down the bunny slope?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then
you went to
But
go
no
play
nose grabs or doing the worm on the snowboard like in SSX.
Yeah, it's like you have to train your body.
I didn't even know your feet
were
attached to the board.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I was like, how does that guy in the game does the worm on the board? Anyway, so we're recording this right after Thanksgiving break. We definitely spent time with our families, and we thought that maybe it's a good time to have a family-centric episode talking about family trivia and all that stuff. But first, we want to go around and kind of share our thoughts and maybe give thanks to our families.
Well, my parents and my brother and his wife were they all came here for Thanksgiving. That was a new thing.
For your new baby.
For the new baby. So they finally got to see the new baby and hang out with them. And, of course, remind me of all the things. Because my parents, pretty much, they're so happy that I have a son because they just want him to do to me all of the things that I did to them.
Yeah.
Schadenfreude. Right. Yeah. Not so much that I learn anything, but the story that they will never let me forget this story. When I was very young, I loved my dad's keys. You know, it's like they were all different colors.
Yeah, it is. Like, it's coins, fascinating.
But like, they all did something. I understood what the function was. It seems so grown up to have a key ring because it means you had to use the keys to do certain things, unlock things. And,
power.
Yeah, keys were power, man. I would ask my dad, you know, can I play with your keys? You know? And so, of course, one day I lose the keys in our giant backyard, which was really, we live like near farms. So the backyard, I mean, the expansive, it just goes on forever. So, I mean, we looked for them and couldn't find them. Well, I mean, it's not so bad because, like, you know, there's copies. We just had to make copies of all the keys again.
Yeah.
And they never let me forget, like, oh, you love the keys. So we're driving. We went to Napa. We're driving around. The baby is in the back seat with my parents, and he's getting a little tiny bit fussy a little bit. So at one point, we're just, like, idling at a light, and I hear him crying a little bit, and I hear just, like, jingle jangle in the back seat. My dad's got his keys and he's jingling them in front of the baby. He's instilling in my son now a love of keys as part of an elaborate revenge plot.
Now you know why you like keys.
Yep.
That's
yep.
why.
Now you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In my family, we don't really celebrate Thanksgiving. You know, we just didn't really grow up with it.
It's an American harvest festival.
Yeah, exactly.
Very specific.
It's very specific. Harvest festival.
It's hard to import that one to Taiwan.
But I am thankful for my mom. I think I was so young. I was like maybe 5 years old, and my mom got one of those. It's kind of like a speak and spell machine, but instead it's like, it shows up math equations, like 3 times 3.
You press in
and then it tells you your score. And my mom completely fooled me thinking that this was a game, like a valid video game. It was pretty much like kind of a glorified calculator, but she's like, this is a video game. And I was like,
I like video games.
I want to win. She goes, well, if you're going to win, you got to answer all these questions right. I was 5. Like, I had to ask her how division and multiplication, what it meant, because I was like, I can't get through this level.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like not a level, it's just like a series of division.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of the turning point that, like, I thought math was fun and loved taking tests and became a nerd because I thought it was all a game.
I got tricked into being educated.
I know, totally. It was like, this boss level's really hard.
That's what part of being a good parent is.
My dad taught me about carrying the one in terms of like subtraction and the, like you're subtracting something and if it's like 13 or it's like, you know, if it's like 100 minus 50, you know, you can carry the number over and make the number and then do the subtraction. So like, I got to like kindergarten, you know, and they're giving us like 13 minus 9 and I'm like, oh, okay, well, my dad told me to do this. So I like cross out the 1 and then I write a little 1 next to the 3, which then gives me 13 minus 9, which I then solve.
You're like, I don't have got to do it in the right order, though.
What he said
to
do.
It works. Cross off the 1, write of 1.
Yep.
I spent some good time with my dad over Thanksgiving helping him troubleshoot how do I listen to Good Job Brain?
Right. Which obviously it's so difficult.
My dad, God bless him, is a very successful, very intelligent man, but we've been unable to get him to have the idea of the aux in on his car. I mean, he has a smartphone.
Like an auxiliary.
And he understands the podcast. Yep. Like, he gets it. He's a very technologically savvy man.
Yep. It'll do it automatically
for you. I
was
burning CDs of the show, you know.
My parents did. They burned CDs.
Yes.
Good Job Brain.
To play it in the car.
They put it in their car.
To play it in the car.
How many files can you put it in? I mean, like, one episode is like 50 minutes.
Well, like, best case scenario, you have like MP3 CD,
that's
right?
Where you can fit. That's what they had.
So that's what I tried.
Right.
So the problem is, if your dad's car has a CD player, that is one of the random few ones that doesn't play MP3 CDs. So I was sending them these MP3 CDs. They weren't working, so we finally got together in the car, busted out the manual. We were just sitting there, and we finally figured out there's a hidden auxiliary input, like, in the center console.
Oh, yes!
It took us close to an hour, but at the end of the hour, my dad can now listen to Good Job Brain through his auxiliary input.
Without you burning CDs.
Without having to burn CDs. Yes. Right. But in the bigger picture, I am very thankful for both. Both my parents are huge trivia nerds. I know that is where I got my love of random facts, random words. Just,
I think that's part of the duty of our generation is to be the technology troubleshooters for our parents.
Oh,
yes. Like,
no so, doubt.
Yeah,
no doubt.
So that's kind of our job.
Oh, our sponsor, Squarespace. I taught my dad how to use Squarespace. He has a blog. He does community blogging.
And
I used our code so I could sign him up for Squarespace. I got him all set up. Speaking of moms who are like crafty with the game design stuff, my mom loves Thanksgiving because every year she gets to design like a whole experience around Thanksgiving. So this year it was letter P. Like you had to bring things.
Really?
It's conceptual.
Yeah, it's conceptual. I mean, for salad, we had persimmon salad and then pumpkin
soup. That's so fun.
Pesto turkey. Wine was Pinot Grigio. I brought a game. I brought Plants vs. Zombies Risk.
Yes.
I like... Every year she has her thing. Like,
what are some other previous themes?
She did barbecue. She barbecued everything one year. Like, it was barbecue,
like,
pineapple.
And stuff.
Yeah, every year she, like, does a bunch of research, and then she sends me a text, and she's like, okay, this year is... And whatever.
How much advance notice do you get?
Like several weeks.
Okay, all right.
This is her thing. This is her time to shine. I remember she used to do scavenger hunts sometimes where she'd like make a little map and burn the edges.
That's really cool.
She's
really
elaborate. Cute. She's very cute.
Yeah.
I think now with given more context about like how we were raised or the people who raised us, it's kind of like no brainer that we'd be sitting here and hosting a trivia show. And with that said, thanks to all of our families. And this week we're going to talk about trivia about families and fun. 'Cause we were raised to see life as fun. Take it if we can. My mother
helped me. She helped me when I was out there. So, as I'm sure is the case with all of you, growing up, my real family was, you know, the families on the TV. Obviously, that's where all
very wholesome.
Those are all the major problems in life would get worked out half an hour at a time. The great old American sitcom Family. In fact, a lot of these shows, the word family was actually in the title
of
the show.
Okay.
Many
yeah.
of them.
Yes.
Many
yeah.
of them. And so here is a quiz for you guys. I'm going to name members of the TV family from the show with family in the title.
All right.
And as soon as you have figured out which show it is, you may buzz in.
Okay.
Extra points if you know the last name of the family.
All right.
Which family it is.
Okay.
Yes. For example.
Okay.
All right. Buzzing.
Question zero.
Question zero, no buzzing. If I were to say Gomez, Wednesday, Pugsley,
Adam's family.
Fester, Morticia, you would say Adam's family. Now again,
and they are the Adams.
They are the Adams.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm going to read, you know, one name, give you a chance to buzz in, read the next name.
Got
so
it.
It's as fast as you can. And of course, the names should go from least obscure.
All right.
By the end of it, we'll really be trying to drive it home here. but we'll see how you guys do. Lots of different decades represented here.
All right.
Okay. But fundamentally, these are TV families. Mm-hmm. And here we... I guess I can put down my buzzer.
You already know the answers.
Because I'm giving the quiz.
Yeah.
Here we go. Lily. Alex. Cameron. Phil. Claire. Colin.
Is that the Huxtables on the Cosby Show?
It is not. And and remember, the Cosby Show does not contain the word family.
Has to have family
title.
In
it must
title.
Have the word
in the title.
The title of the show.
Got it. They all must.
Lily,
okay.
Alex, Cameron, Phil, Claire, Gloria, Jay, Dana.
All in the family?
It is not all in the family. Gloria, Jay, Manny.
And Manny is the...
Karen!
Modern Family!
Modern Family. Very good. All right.
Because I was like, that's a lot of people. I was what family has that many kids?
Yep.
But it's because there's several families. Okay.
And exactly. They're the... Pritchett's is one of them.
Pritchett's is the major name. Yep, very good. Judy, Edward, Estelle, Harriet, Richie, Rachel, Colin.
No, doesn't have family in the title.
Judy, Edward, Harriet, Estelle, Richie, Rachel, Laura, Dana.
Family Matters,
and of course,
Urkel.
Carl.
They're the Winslows.
The Winslows. Yeah. Yeah. All right, here we go. Fred, Michael, Gloria, Edith, Dana.
All in the family.
All in the family, and Archie, of course. Yes.
The Bunkers.
Chris, Brian, Colin.
The Griffins on Family Guy.
Indeed, yes. Peter, Meg, and Lois. Steven. Andrew. Colin.
Are those the Keatons on Family Ties?
Yes! Very good! Yes, so Stephen, Andrew, Jennifer, Elise.
Elise, Mallory.
Mallory and Alex.
Alex.
Alex Keaton. Yes.
Wait, what's the dad's name?
Stephen.
Stephen Elise, right?
Stephen and Elise, yep.
Who went to Berkeley.
Chris. Susan. Tracy. Lauren. Danny, Keith. Dana.
Oh, Partridge Family?
The Partridge Family!
Yes.
Bill, Jody, Buffy, Sissy.
Jody, Buffy, and Sissy. That was,
Colin knows it.
What was the last one?
Bill, Jody, Buffy, Sissy.
Wasn't it just called A Family Affair? Or
Family Affair.
Okay, all right. Okay.
What decade was that?
From the 60s.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
No idea. What was their last name?
Oh.
I don't remember.
I don't know when I forget. Sorry.
Okay.
Whoops. Ellen. Selma.
Oh, wait. Oh. Never mind. Sorry.
Ellen, Selma. Vinton.
Oh, I do know.
Yeah.
You know. Mama's Family.
Yeah. Naomi the and Harpers. Thelma, the Harpers.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, I watched that show a lot. Yeah.
Tracy, Sophie, Nick, Shannon, Jean. Tracy, Sophie, Nick, Shannon, Jean.
Oh.
That's G-E-N-E.
Is that Simmons, like the Gene Simmons? And is it, what is it called? The Kiss Family, Simmons Family?
Reality show?
I think. The names match.
Say it again. What are the names again?
Tracy, Sophie, Nick, Shannon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because Shannon and Shannon. Yeah.
What's the name of their show?
Oh, my God.
The name of the show
Kiss
is...
Pun? Kiss Family?
No. I don't think
it's
Kiss
It's sort of a ribald pun.
Family Jewels.
Yes.
Yes.
I was like, Dirty Buns with Family
Jewels. Right. That's it.
Wow. Good job, Jewels.
Ernie, Fred, Lottie, L-O-T-T-E, and Carl with a K.
Oh, why does this sound so familiar?
Lottie and Carl.
Not that many characters either.
Oh, no.
Karen.
Swiss Family Robinson.
Okay. And finally, Michael, David, Mark, Willie, Valerie.
Oh.
Dana.
The Hogan Family?
The Hogan Family. I was going to say Sandy. Yeah.
Sandy. Yeah.
Famously, Sandy. Valerie Harper quit the show after the first season, I believe, and was replaced by Sandy Duncan.
Well, that one had a few different names, right? It was Valerie, then Valerie's Family.
Valerie's Family after she left, and then they changed it to the Hogan
Jason
Family.
Jason Bateman's in that,
Jason
right?
Bateman's in that, yes.
And then Jason Bateman's sister is in Family Ties.
Indeed, yes. Yep, that's right. Yes.
That is weird.
Yes, family life. We all had siblings, I believe. I think we all had one sibling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm the only one who had a sibling of the opposite sex, right? Like, Chris, you had a brother.
That's right.
And Karen and Dana, you guys
sister.
Each had a sister.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you, growing up with siblings of the same sex, did you guys share a room?
Yeah.
Okay. How was that? Like, how was sharing a room? Like, it's on the one hand, you get to bond. On the other hand, you're in each other's face.
Yeah. It was nice when we didn't have the same room. Okay. My sister and I are, like, almost 4 years apart. Mm-hmm. so it's like developmentally different for most of your
time.
Stressful times.
Stressful times. And then we got to, I became a teenager. I got to have my own room. That was awesome.
For better or worse, yes, part of family life is sometimes being in each other's face. You know, I find it really interesting how much our ideas of privacy, you know, like modern ideas of privacy are so different than privacy was 100, 500 years ago, like especially in the context of a family. In the olden days, you know.
How old?
You know, like all the way up through the Middle Ages, mm-hmm. all the way up through the end of the medieval period. And even for a long time after, you had less privacy in your daily life. There's less personal space. Mm-hmm. Your houses are smaller. There's more openness. It seems obvious now, but, you know, part of the reason that you had a lot less privacy was for a huge, huge, huge chunk of human history, your family was all in one big room. Yeah, it was just one big open room. You didn't, the concept of like separate rooms, certainly separate bedrooms for every member of the house is a really, really, really modern idea. Yeah,
so,
I mean,
you would sleep with your parents.
Right, yeah.
So you were, everybody was up in everybody's business. The hall style house is kind of like for hundreds of years, the most common type of house, you know, hall itself. As Bill Bryson pointed out in his great book, At Home, hall was an old word by the year 400. And so your hall was one big room, high ceiling, and most importantly, like an open fireplace, an open hearth fireplace. Mm. Because, and that's why you were all in one big room, is the only way to stay warm. You know, you start building rooms, you're losing heat, and you're all up in each other's face. You know, yeah, you might have a small storage area. You know, maybe if you were a little bit better off, you might have a separate kitchen area. But for the most part, even, you know, a middle-class household, you know, mm-hmm. would, everyone's all together. You know, mom and dad would be lucky enough to have their own bed. You might share a bed with a sibling. You might share a bed with a cousin. And everybody is right there together.
And it was, no one smells good.
I mean,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, because of plumbing.
Not yet invented Old Spice.
Yeah, I mean, as a kid, it's hard to keep secrets. You know, like your mom and dad are right there.
As an adult,
In the marriage bed, there. You know, I mean, let's just say kids learned about sex a lot earlier than they might learn today.
Oh my god, that's so awkward.
It's a little awkward, but that's what you had. You know, everyone's living together. You know, you're sharing. You know, you're putting away your bed in the morning a lot of times. You know, we talked about before about like making your bed.
It's like a
set it out each night. You're all in one big room. You're all in this one big hall.
Right. Well, that's, I mean, you know, that's how it kind of went in a lot of like traditional Japanese houses even today. You know what I mean? Like the room that you're sleeping in is the room that you're entertaining in sometimes. Yeah. And you put the futons away and you repurpose the room. Yeah.
You guys have heard of the privy. You know, if I ask where the privy is, you know, I'm asking.
No. Right.
I'm asking basically, where's the toilet?
Okay.
And you know the privy.
And we'd all sort of look at you sideways. Like, you mean the bathroom?
Did you come here from 1600?
Why are you trying to be British now, Colin?
Where is the water closet? Yes. Yes.
The WC.
Yeah.
Have a set of encyclopedias I may read.
Encyclopedias, nice. Yes. You know the privy. Over the years, it could have been a number of different rooms or words. It did eventually sort of settle on like the lavatory. So even there, you might think that might be the one reliable bastion of privacy in a house, but it was common even well through the medieval years. You'd have multiple seats in the toilets. You'd open a door, you know, there might be two or three seats.
That's if you were rich. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You know, to encourage conversation.
right. Yep.
The idea of having just alone time or alone space inside a building is a luxury that really didn't come along until really relatively recently, even in your own home, even in your own house with your own family. I found a lot of other interesting anecdotes, like sort of the idea of like shared sleeping space for a long time extended even out into semi-public life. So if you were at like an inn, say you're like a traveler on the road, at inns and lodgings, shared beds were a routine custom as late as the 1800s. Meaning, you check into an inn, you're like, you got a room for the night? Yeah, you got a room, you go in, and you're sharing a bed with somebody.
Yes.
Or you might check in earlier, and later on in the night, someone checks in after you, and, oh, hey, I guess I'm sharing your bed.
No, bro.
Yeah.
Isn't that where the strange bedfellows saying comes from?
Yeah.
Because you were sharing your bed.
That's right.
With other fellows.
Strange bedfellows. I will close out with an awesome anecdote I found while
I'm
reading
so uncomfortable.
About shared bedfellows. In 1776, while traveling through New Jersey, Benjamin Franklin and John Adams stopped for the night. I know this sounds like a bad joke. Dear penthouse.
Yeah.
They stopped at an inn in New Brunswick and unfortunately hilariously, had to share a bed for the night. So I just imagine Franklin and Adams, I imagine them like fully dressed, of course, crowded into this bed. Mm-hmm. And if the anecdote...
And their wigs.
Yeah, with the wigs and everything, like his spectacles. If the anecdote is to be believed, they spent the night fighting over whether or not to keep the window open.
I believe that. I feel like they're very particular men.
And they had to draft legislation between them.
Wow. Awkward.
Awkward. So cherish your private space.
Yeah.
Cherish your alone time.
Oh, yeah.
And if you share a room with your sibling, be kind.
Could be worse.
It could be worse. It could be a lot worse. It
could be a stranger.
You could have eight of your relatives all piled into three beds.
All right, let's take a quick break and a word from our sponsor.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
And we're back. You're listening to Good Job Brain, and this week we're talking about trivia about families. Not only are we celebrating human families, I want to celebrate animal families.
Oh.
And in this quiz, very similar to the format of Chris's previous quiz, in the animal kingdom, the male, the female, and the child, the baby, mm-hmm. all have very specific names sometimes, right? Mm. So, for example, and we've talked about this one animal before, a swan, like mm-hmm. a swan animal. Mm. Oh. The male is called
Cygnet?
A cob.
Oh.
The female, the mommy, is called the pen. Mm-hmm. And then the baby is a cygnet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say in order the male specific name, the female specific name, and the baby specific name.
Okay.
And you tell me, guess what animal this
All
is.
Right.
Disclaimer, a lot of animals have very similar names. There's like bulls and, you know, pups. Pups.
Right.
Pups. The ones I chose for this quiz are very specific.
All right.
Okay.
Are specific.
Okay.
And of course, there might be some fake out words like, because, you know, pup is going to show up, but then the male and the female names are very specific. All right. Here we go. Bull, cow, hatchling.
Oh.
You know
bull,
what?
Bull, cow, and hatchling?
I can also throw in the group name as well. And the group name is congregation.
Alligators.
Okay.
And it had to be that it come out of an egg.
Yeah. Hatchling.
Yeah.
Here's a good one. Tom, Queen, Kitten, Colin.
That's a cat.
That is a cat.
Cat.
Tom, cat. Queen, cat.
Queen
kitten, cat.
Cat.
I like
Queen.
That's great.
It's very fitting.
I know a lot of cats who act like they're queens.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, a clowder of cats.
Mm-hmm.
A boar, a sow, and a cub.
Is that a pig?
Nope.
Mm. Boar,
well,
sow, and cub.
Pig, baby pigs are piglets.
Bear.
Bear.
Oh.
Is bear. Is that weird? The male bear is
a
boar.
Huh.
Boar, bear.
And a sow.
A boar. Mm.
Yes. Group name sleuth. Sleuth
a
or
sloth.
Sleuth of bears.
Sleuth or sloth.
Oh.
That's, really?
Yes.
Sloth of bears. And what's a group of sloths?
I don't
bears,
know, laziness?
A bears of sloths.
A bears of sloths.
An apathy of sloths.
Yeah.
Really cool etymology for bear. Bear comes from a Germanic word, adjective meaning brown.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of makes sense. But then we have the Latin name, Ursa. The female name, Ursula, comes from, the bear, like little girl bear. Like little cute girl bear is
cute.
Ursula. And of course, in Scandinavia, a lot of people's names are Born or Bjorn.
Oh.
And that means bear.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right. Here we go. Hob.
Hob.
Jill. Kit.
Oh, I've heard this before.
Fox?
No.
Jill.
Same letter, though.
Jill. Oh, what? Starts with an F?
The group name can be either business or fessiness.
Oh.
Ferrets?
Ferrets.
Hob,
Jill, and Kit.
Oh,
Kit.
Okay.
Kit. It's very cute.
Hob, H-O-B-B.
H-O-B.
H-O-B. Okay. Hob.
All right. A Jack, a Jenny, and a foal. This you can figure out.
That's a horse.
Incorrect.
A donkey?
A donkey. Jackass. That's where Jackass comes from. Jenny and foal. Of course, foal works for horses, too. Okay, there are a lot of male names for this one, but I'm going to go with Todd.
Okay.
Female is Vixen.
Oh.
And the baby is a kit. Dana.
A fox.
A fox. Dang it.
Yes.
Like Fox and the Hound, Todd and Copper. Right.
Yep. From the Disney Todd and movie. Copper. They said that in I think the opening credits of Disney's Robin Hood, where they identify what all the animals are, and it's like Maid Marian, a vixen.
Oh, not like you sexy fox.
No, not
fox.
Like you, right. Yeah, well, she was, obviously. Yeah. She's a foxy Maid Marian, fox. You know, it probably works. Inspired a lot of
early... It works on so many levels, Disney.
Funny feelings in our nation's youth.
Towards foxes
towards
and
foxes.
Women.
Foxes, yeah.
She best at foxes. Women.
Yep.
A boomer? A flyer and a Joey. Dana.
Kangaroo?
Kangaroos.
Boomers and flyers.
Yeah.
New Joey. I just.
Yeah. Most people know Joey. Actually, a lot of names for kangaroos. Male kangaroos, Buck, Jack, and then for females, Doe, Jill.
Oh, like kangaroo Jack.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of Australian marsupials go with Jack, Jill, Joey. So wombats go that way for that classification. But boomer and flyer.
Yeah.
I like for it.
Boomer sounds so Australian.
Yeah.
Like boomerang.
Boomerang. Okay. A buck, a doe, and a leveret.
Leveret.
I mean, so I'll guess deer?
Incorrect.
Oh. Yeah, I've fallen into that trap a couple of times.
We've talked about leveret before.
Leveret.
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 Leveret. Leather or lever?
Lever.
Leveret. Oh, man.
A moose?
Is it?
Oh, nope.
Like a weasel or something.
Bunny rabbits.
Hares.
Hares.
Hares specifically.
Yes.
Hares. Leveret.
Leveret. Yep.
Very kind of Americana. Okay. Like leveret.
A leveret.
Last one, I do, and this is the hardest one, I do not expect anybody to know this, but these are excellent words and Scrabble words.
Okay.
All right.
Dad is called a Tiercel. T-I-E-R. Tier. C-E-L.
Cell.
Okay.
Tiercel. Mom's called a hen. Baby's called an, I'm not sure how to pronounce this. Eos? Eos?
Spell
A's. It. E-Y-A-S.
Eos.
Eos.
Tiercel.
Seahorses.
Incorrect.
Tiercel, hen, Eos.
A hawk?
A hawk?
Really?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I recognize the Tiercel.
Tiercel.
Yeah.
Tiercel. Isn't that a car name?
Mm-hmm. That's a Tercel.
Tercel.
Oh.
Yeah, but I think I've seen that with hawks before.
Maybe that's where they got the car name from.
All right, and there you go. Here's our animal families and weird words. Now we know.
Awesome.
Nice. Kind of following up on what Colin said, you lived with your family, and your family was very important before. Like, it's important now, but before, like everybody was up in your grill all the time.
Right.
So there were very specific names, other names for members of your family.
Yeah.
I have a quiz for you guys.
Because you were just constantly, like, you know, your cousin might sleep in the same bed with you or whatever.
And,
right?
And like,
you gotta know who that person is.
Right.
How everybody's related to you is important.
Yep.
And... so that's a little clue for you. I have a quiz for you about family members, specific names of family members. I'll read you the name or the word for this family member, and then you guys will write down your guess at how this person would be related to you.
Oh, okay. Got it. We're going to try to describe it as best we can.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
First one. Who is your brother Uterine?
right off the bat, out of the gate.
I mean, I want to keep your interest. Try
brother uterine.
How do you
brother
spell that?
Brother uterine.
Brother hyphen U T E R I N E. Yeah.
Uterine.
Yep.
Is that like P?
Uterus. Decide where that came from. Not brother urine.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Chris says twin. Karen says twin brother. Colin says you're twin. No. It is your half brother from the same mother.
Oh, okay.
Yes. That line of, because I was like uterus. Yes.
Got it. You're in the right. Yeah.
Okay. So there's a lot of meaning condensed in there.
Okay.
Got it. Okay. Got it. All right. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Who is your avuncle?
Spell it.
A.
Can I have the spelling, please?
Sure. Yes. It is AVUNCLE.
Wow. What?
All right. Chris says great uncle. Karen says dad's brother. Colin says uncle on dad's side. It's your mom's brother.
Oh. Yes.
Inverse.
Yeah.
We were both thinking the same thing. Yeah, it's like uncle, but specified. Yeah.
All right. Wow.
Who is your double cousin?
Oh, man.
Double cousin. Double cousin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm like adding a question mark onto all of them.
Yeah. Yep. They're weird. Colin says great aunt / uncle's grandchild. Karen says step sibling. Chris says child of two blood relatives. Kind of. It's your full cousin. So you share the same set of grandparents as your cousin.
Okay.
So it's like some sisters married some brothers.
Yeah.
And then their children are double cousins.
So your actual cousin.
Yeah.
First
your cousin has the exact same grandparents you have.
Got it.
Oh.
Like a closed set. A closed, closed pairs.
Closed set, yeah.
Okay.
Two sisters marry two brothers. Your cousins have this, you have the same grandparents.
You're double cousins.
Because
from both
you're
sides
so
of the family.
You're so cousin. You're double cousin.
Yeah, you are so cousin.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
okay.
So cousin.
Yeah.
Colin, stop trying to make cousin happen.
Who is your bell sire?
Goodness.
Your bell, B-E-L-L, dash, S-I-R-E.
It's B-E-L-S-I-R-E.
Oh, B-E-L. Oh, so just one word.
Mm-hmm. One word.
B-E-L-S-I-R-E.
Wow.
Bell sire.
These words are they're obscure, outdated words. Yeah. All right. Colin says your mother's father. Karen says aunt and uncle.
Married.
Married.
Like a pair, not.
And Chris says your mom's new husband. It is your grandfather. So it's
close.
Your mother's or your father's father. So
I overspecified.
It's like Belle is great or grand.
Oh, okay.
And then sire.
Of course. These
are great words.
Yeah.
Kicking our butts.
It's okay. It's all right. What about your eld mother? E-L-D-M-O-T-H-E-R. Colin says grandmother on your mom's side.
Oh.
Karen says grandmother on your dad's side. And Chris says your mom's mom. It is.
That's more of a, escalating the insult.
Yeah.
You know, your mom's mom. Double dare you.
It is your mother-in-law.
Eld mother.
Eld
mother. Ooh, okay.
You probably don't want to say that to her face, though.
Because it kind of sounds like old mother.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Still hanging in there, eld mother?
Oh, eld mother, so great to see you.
Stop like, calling me that.
It's very, like,
I do not enjoy this name.
Yep.
Fairy tale stereotype.
It does sound very Cinderella-ish. Yeah.
Yep.
Who are your nibblings?
Your nibblings?
Nibblings.
Yes.
N-I-B-L-I-N-G-S?
Yes.
Okay.
They're not the corn left on your plate.
Your nibblings.
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 Not nipplings.
Not nipplings.
Okay.
No.
Oh, all right.
Everybody says nieces and nephews. They are your nieces and nephews.
Yes!
All right.
Good job.
Yeah!
I almost want to end on a high note, but there are two more that are good.
But well, there's more.
There are two more that I enjoy.
So I like, so siblings and nibblings.
Nibblings, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because
then your niece and nephews all start with an N.
That's really, I don't know why that's so pleasing to say.
Yeah, it's really fun. I don't know why we stopped saying that one. It's good.
Yes. My nibblings are
just drop that casually.
Oliver and Natalie. Yeah.
Oh yeah, so over Thanksgiving, we had some great turkey and pie. Yeah, saw my nibblings, drove home, and
who is your Benjamin?
Oh.
Whoa.
Your Benjamin.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like Benjamin Franklin, mm-hmm. Benjamin
with a capital B. Yep.
Benjamin.
If you know about the Bible, that helps. Mm-hmm. It is a biblical reference.
Oh.
But it describes a very specific family member. Chris looks pretty confident.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Now I know.
Yeah, I think I got this.
Thanks, musical.
Oh, okay.
All right. Colin says older brother. Karen says youngest son. Chris says your 100th kid. It's your youngest son.
Yes!
And if you only had 100 kids, then it is your 100th kid. If you had 101, that's not right. Okay.
You know, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor
Dreamcoat. I wouldn't have gotten to there, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Benjamin, Leah's... No, Rachel. Rachel and Jacob's son.
Kind of last question. It's a double question. If something was described as an agnet or a cognate, which one's mother's side, which one's father's side, basically?
Ooh. Cognate and agnet.
Agnet, cognate. Yeah. I mean,
cognate.
I just know that like Agnes is more
Agnet mom, cognate dad.
I agree with Karen. Yeah, I'm gonna say Agnet mom, cognate dad.
Flipped.
Oh,
oh my god!
I'm gonna start trying to use as many of those as I can.
Definitely,
you should. Nibblings.
Yeah.
All right, and we're almost done with this episode, but we have one more segment. Colin, you promised us a music quiz.
I have assembled a music quiz.
A family music quiz?
It is a family music quiz. And because you guys know the theme ahead of time, it may be a little trickier than normal.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because you know that there's a theme to bind it together, that can possibly help you figure out answers that you might not otherwise get. Your job is to tell me who is the artist. And for a bonus point, you can tell me why. How, why does this fit the theme?
Oh,
okay.
Some of them will be very obvious and on the nose.
All right.
And they will hopefully get trickier as we proceed.
Uh-huh. Got it.
So here we go. Karen, confidently.
That is Sister Sledge, We Are Family?
It is.
Yeah. You looked at me like...
I was really making you earn that one.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking what I often think at pub quizzes, is it Pointer Sisters or Sister Sledge? That is Sister Sledge.
Yeah.
Then they are, in fact, all sisters. Yes, Kim Sledge, Kathy Sledge, Joni Sledge, and Debbie Sledge.
Wow.
Yeah.
More girls?
Yep. No relation, by the way, to Percy Sledge.
Oh, okay.
In case you were wondering, because I wondered.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Here we go, number two.
Mm-hmm.
Dear, my parents are crying. Then I'll dig a tunnel from my window to yours. Yeah, a tunnel.
Dana.
Arcade Fire.
That is the Arcade Fire.
Tunnels.
And how does it fit the family?
They're married. There's some married people in that band, right?
Yeah, you got
two brothers in that.
A couple
band.
Ways you could go. Yeah,
that's right.
You got two. Oh. Yeah, Wynn and Will Butler, brothers in the band, and Wynn Butler is married to Regine from the band.
Huh.
So, yeah, a couple ways you could go there.
Oh, so we're counting like married as family too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
No, but you know what I mean.
Oh, married as family now.
Like, I don't think Fleetwood Mac is a family band.
What?
It has
well,
married.
I mean, oh, yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean.
So, okay,
there's no
sad.
Blood relation.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
There is no Fleetwood
there
Mac in this quiz.
There are former, you know, long-term relationship
Did
couples
they have
in the band.
Kids together?
No, nobody had any kids together.
I think they would count for the purposes of this quiz. All right, next one. Here we go.
Chris. The Isley Brothers.
That is the Isley Brothers.
Are they related?
Yeah.
They were, in fact, real brothers. Yes, Ronald Isley, Rudolph Isley, and O'Kelly Isley Jr. The original trio.
The last one kind of like
O'Kelly.
The alliteration.
Yeah.
And later years, they added other brothers, Ernie Isley and Marvin Isley. It's like there's just like an Isley factory cranking out new members for the
band.
Like
that and the Wayans, yeah.
Their parents are like, yes. The Isley Factory, where all the magic
happens. The uterus,
That was, of course, Twist and Shout. They made it famous before the Beatles had a moderate hit with it as well, to say the least. All right, next track. Here we go. Who is singing?
I know a place.
doesn't know this as like a sexy song?
Dana.
Is this the Staples singers?
It is. The Staples singers. Yes.
Yeah.
Family band. The sort of the patriarch, Pops Staples, and his kids, Mavis, who also had a, you know.
She's big.
Yeah, she was big on her own, right? Mavis, mm-hmm. Yvonne, Purvis, and Cleotha, the Staple singers.
No.
All right, next track. Who is the performer?
Times have changed and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, it seems to be. You could have been a better friend to
me.
Chris, quickly.
Well, I don't know. Is it the Allman Brothers?
It is not.
Oh.
No, the song name is Mama, I'm Coming Home.
The song is Mama, I'm Coming Home. So there's your bonus point, but who's singing?
It's like David Lee Roth or Slash or Sammy Hagar. Oh, yeah,
it's
Ozzy Osbourne.
Like
it is Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah. Yeah. One person from a band that was no
you're right.
It sounded
yeah.
just like him singing, but I was like, but it sounds a little different.
We've had this at Pub Quiz before.
Yeah, we have definitely.
Mm-hmm. So it's not Black Sabbath.
It's not Black Sabbath.
It's not Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy Osbourne. Yep. All right, next one. Here we go. And we're, you know, sort of in the trickier portion of the quiz now. This is an instrumental.
Guitar Hero 1.
Chris.
Oh, it's the Allman Brothers.
Yep.
That is the Allman Brothers.
Yes.
And the...
Allman Brothers
Jessica?
On the brain.
Allman
Brothers. That is Jessica.
Yes!
Yeah.
Named after
Thank
one of their
you, video
baby
games.
Daughters,
oh.
I think was the...
Right. Dwayne and Greg Allman. The Allman Brothers.
Yep.
The root of the original band.
Yep.
All right, guys. Last one. Here we go. This is a non-traditional song.
Samle ást þínar, ó pappi minn, þú ávallt tókst mitt svar, aldrei var neitt.
Ooh, is it the solo
Dana?
Or is it the band?
It's Bjork.
Dana?
Is it Bjork?
It is Bjork.
Oh, I'd be tricky and be like, it's the Sugar Cubes.
It's actually, this is pre-Sugar Cube.
Oh, wow.
Yes, this is Bjork. She was with a jazz trio. It's actually, the full name of the ensemble was Bjork Gudmundsdóttir and the Gudmundur Ingolfssonar Trio.
Oh, yes.
And that
was
any,
one of her family members in this jazz trio?
No, that was a cover of Oh My Papa.
Okay,
all
right.
Oh My Papa.
In Icelandic.
In Icelandic.
That's awesome.
Yes,
I'm going to go get that trio.
I have the full album. It's all jazz standards.
That,
she's great.
Oh, in Icelandic.
Yes.
That's nuts. I love that.
It's fantastic.
Awesome.
Well, welcome to the musical family, everybody.
Yay.
Wow.
That's nice.
Thank
cool.
you. All right. And that is the end of our show. Thank you guys for joining me. And thank you guys, listeners, for listening in. I hope you learned a lot of stuff about privacy and awkwardness, about random family member names like Avuncle and Eldmother, TV families, of course, animal families, and special thanks to our own families, too. You can find our show on iTunes, on Stitcher, on SoundCloud, and on our website, goodjobbrain.com. And thanks to our sponsor, Harry's. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.